Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone. Adam,
yeah, some more news.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Always excited to talk to our guy, Adam Schefter, every Wednesday here. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Adam.
Gabe and Chewy, where's Jen today?
She's down by you. Yeah, I'm assuming you're in Orlando, right, for the owners' meetings?
Yeah.
She's down by you. Her and the family down taking in Disney all this week.
Wow, how about that? I didn't see her. I haven't seen many people. I've been holed up here in the hotel room and the owners' meetings and about ready to head out after this. I'm going off to the airport and we'll fly home.
Well, speaking of flying, I don't know if you happened to hear the comments from Mark Murphy yesterday, but it's very obvious to me after hearing them, the Packers do not want to be the team that ends up taking on the Eagles in Brazil. I don't know. I'm sure you've heard some pretty good excuses in your time in the NFL, Adam. But he was talking yesterday about his concerns about the Packers playing in Brazil included the Packers' runways at Austin Strobel Airport in Green Bay not being long enough, so then it'd be a competitive disadvantage to have to bus to Milwaukee and fly out of Milwaukee. It seems like he's coming up with every excuse in the book to not go to Brazil. What does that sound like to you?
Well, I would say this, that I have not gotten clarity or an answer, but for some reason I feel like I've heard that it's the Browns and the Eagles in Brazil. That seems to be the rumor that's going around. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but that seems to be the rumor. So they may not have to lengthen the runways at your airport in Green Bay to get the Packers out, or they may not have to bust them to Milwaukee. I don't know that the Packers are going to have to worry about that. I think the word on the street, right or wrong, is that it's going to be the Browns versus the Eagles, and we'll see if that turns out to be true here.
Adam, in regards to these international games, because typically your good teams gripe, especially when it comes to the case of the Eagles, because they're losing a home game, and I haven't heard a lot of complaining coming out of that camp. Do these owners get paid to go? Is that how the NFL coaxes them? Like, does Jeff Lurie get a check for $5, $6 million saying?
No, not to my knowledge. I think what this is about is that, look, the NFL is a business, and the business has maximized its revenue growth and earnings in the United States. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is they believe that there is a huge, big international market they can and should be growing. And because of that, it's the obligation of these teams to continue to grow the business, to make money for the league. Wow.
Something going on? Like, if you got to step away, Adam, feel free.
Yeah. Hold on. There might be.
They change a rule? Is there another rule change?
Yeah. They're confirming that they're widening the runway. Wow, that's fascinating. And so I think that the league views it as, you know, all these teams have their part, their obligation to grow the game in all these markets. And by the way, like, there's money to be made in these markets, which is why certain markets have been assigned to certain teams. Like, the Eagles were assigned the Brazil market, so like, that's their responsibility. And somebody claimed to me, like, this is a big story that's going to be going on over the years, where like the NFL owners are dividing up the world. You know, okay, we'll take Brazil, you take, you know, London, we get Barcelona, you get France, you know, like, it's like playing Monopoly and acquiring properties. And the league has assigned these regions and areas to each team, and it's up to the teams to continue to make money. It's not like the league has to pay them. The money is there to be made if they can turn it into a prosperous market, if that makes sense.
Adam, yesterday you had the report, and I guess I was surprised by it, because once the NFL played for the fourth consecutive year on Christmas this year, it's like, well, Christmas is going to be on a Wednesday next year. Can't really play NFL games on a Wednesday, middle of the week, just doesn't work out. Yet they're going to be playing a game on Christmas Day this year. Why do you think they decided to do that? Because they've had so much success on Christmas the last four?
Well, Gabe, here's what you have to understand, and Chewy knows this well. The NFL does what the NFL wants to do. Doesn't care that it's Wednesday. Doesn't care that players will be less rested. They'll figure out a way to get it done if there's money to be made, just like it is the case with these games in these foreign markets. So when you look at the schedule, here's how the league's going to do it. They're going to say, we play games on Saturdays in December. There are going to be two or three games on Saturday, December 21st. And from the teams and the pool of teams that play on Saturday, December 21st, they now will play on Wednesday, Christmas Day, a doubleheader. And the league will view that as akin to playing Sunday and Thursday, Saturday, Wednesday, same thing. And actually, whereas you might think it's a punishment to play on Christmas Day in a short week, it's no shorter than the other weeks that the league already has kind of gotten teams and players used to, as much as they don't like it. And then, really, if you play on Christmas Day, the Christmas present is on the backside. You're going to get at least 8 days if you don't play until that Thursday, and you may get 12 days. So it's almost like an in-season bye if you're playing on Christmas Day, right? And the league said, look, here's the deal. The NBA has always played on Christmas Day because the ratings are good. People are home. They want to hang out, be with their families. It's cold out. Go put on the TV and watch basketball or now football. The league saw what happened with the numbers. The league, once it got a taste, said, we're not giving this up. There's no way. There's money to be made on Christmas Day. There's big ratings to be had on Christmas Day. We're going to be a part of Christmas Day. Sorry, NBA, but we're moving into your turf.
They're not sorry. I don't think there's an apology coming from the NFL for moving into the NBA's turf. I don't think they care.
Adam, so
again, to come back to my point, Gabe.
Yep.
The NFL does what the NFL wants to do, period.
So, Adam, what goes on at the owners' meetings other than voting on new rule changes?
Well, that's really what it's about. Honestly, have you ever been to one, Chewy? Never,
no,
right?
I've never been, no.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because there were some people here that I saw for the first time who have been involved in sports. Like Vince Carter was here the other night, and you know, he lives in the area, I guess, and he just stopped on by to see what it was like. And really what it's like is you have every owner, executive, general manager, and head coach from every team all in one hotel staying at the same time in the same place. And the league does a reception on Monday night and everyone's kind of milling about. And you have also every TV network lobbying the NFL for games that they want on the schedule. And I think really what this initially was it was almost like a way for the league to partner up with its broadcast partners, thank them, get together in an informal, nice setting in the spring. And it's kind of evolved into this annual event on the calendar where now, of course, there's an AFC coaches breakfast on Monday and an NFC coaches breakfast on Tuesday. And the league just gets a ton of publicity out of it, in addition to voting on some rules, in addition to allowing the league to entertain its broadcast partners, in addition to executives and coaches getting to meet with one another. Like, again, I just think of this because I just know personally, like the Shanahan coaching tree, they love to get together at the pool on Monday afternoon, all the head coaches, and hang out and talk and, you know, throw back a beer or two, whatever it may be. And it's a bonding time for a lot of people. And it's nice to get to see people face to face in a setting like this before everybody fully immerses themselves in the preparation for the next month for the NFL draft in Detroit.
The one thing we also expect here in Green Bay, Adam, to get done at some point during this offseason is a Jordan Love extension, which officially cannot happen until early next month because he signed the extension last year, can't do that for 12 months. So Chewy and I had a little debate yesterday. I don't even know what we're betting, but we decided to bet on two different aspects.
And I will tell you who's going to win right now.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to put you. So I've got that this deal is going to be done pretty quickly around that when Jordan Love can sign it pretty early next month or in 2 months in May. And I think it's going to be around $51.5 million.
Okay. And what does Chewy think?
He is.
I said right around the start of training camp, and it will be. I said under what Gabe said. So I said high 40s up into, what'd you say, 51 and a half,
yeah.
Gabe?
The number will start with a 5.
Okay.
And my guess would be, I would think, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
We'll have it done by Memorial Day.
Oh, so that's kind of a push on that one.
Yeah, it's kind of well, kind of.
But Goody, but did you hear what Goody said, Adam? He said this is going to take, what did he say, Gabe? This is going to take a while?
Yeah, it's a process. It's going to take some time, something like that.
Yeah, maybe. The timing, here's the deal. I think we all are in agreement that that extension is going to get done at some point between, say, the first week in May and training camp, right? Mm-hmm. We all agree on that. It's going to get done. And when it gets done, my guess is, again, that Gabe is going to be closer to the numbers than Chewy. I think the number starts with a 5. The average annual salary starts with a 5. So, by the way, if it's 50, who wins?
If it's 50,
then Chewy I win.
Wins. Yeah, he's got the under.
Yeah, he's got the under. If it's 50.
So, okay, if it's 50 and a half, who wins?
Chewy.
51, you win, Gabe?
51 and a half.
It's got to get up to 51 and a half.
Okay. You know what? I like your spot. I like your spot.
All right.
Let's see how it works out.
That's what I like to hear. Shefty's on
so
my
if Gabe
side.
Wins, if Gabe loses, he's got to shave his head. If I win, I owe him $20. It's really not that bad a deal, Adam.
Gabe shaving his head. Boy, oh boy.
You just better hope it comes back.
Pretty good.
Shefty, we know you love the NBA. Last week we learned you're a golf guy, which I'm excited about. Again, be ready, Masters.
Yeah,
we're
going to
pepper
Bucks,
you with
the
Masters.
Bucks last night choked.
Oh,
the Bucks
terrible.
Choked last
it was bad.
Night. Holy cow.
But this week is also opening day. Like, are you a baseball guy? Like, you secretly a baseball guy? You excited for any of the baseball? Or you kind of immerse yourself in the NBA and the golf now with when you're kind of not busy with all the NFL stuff?
Well, let me say this. Growing up, I would watch or listen to every pitch of every New York Yankees game. Like, I mean, obsessed. Loved it. And in fact, I laugh about this all the time. Like, when I decided I wanted to be a baseball beat writer. And when I was out in Colorado, and Colorado was awarded the Rockies, I interviewed for that job and wanted to leave the NFL and the Broncos in the worst way to go cover the Colorado Rockies. And sometimes God is looking out for you, because in what universe today would you want to leave covering the NFL to go cover
yeah,
baseball?
No kidding.
That's
I mean,
how young and
the
stupid
Shohei story is pretty juicy.
Yeah, I got it. But that's how young and stupid I was, that I actually wanted to cover a baseball team. And today, these days, I have no interest. I mean, I'm no disrespect to the sport. I am consumed with my professional world, my family, watching golf, watching the NBA, football. Baseball just doesn't fit into my calendar. It just doesn't. That's it.
You made the right decision.
Yeah, well, I you know what, Chewy? I didn't make that decision. The decision,
the decision made you.
And then before we let you go, Adam, last week we were talking about the yard sale with Jim Harbaugh. Did you have a chance to talk with Jim about any of the things he got to sell, any of the money that he made off of that?
You know what? It's funny you asked that. Yesterday, I did a sit-down with him for a long time, and we got so carried away that I never asked him about the yard sale, but he gave me his business card, which I had never really seen before.
NFL coaches have business cards?
I never knew this, okay? I never knew this. And the business card, on the business card, and I'm opening up right now because it was so unbelievable. On the front, it said Jim Harbaugh's rules to live by. And it lists all these rules, okay? And on the back, it said advice, ABCs for picking a school, 3 keys to happiness in descending order, contemplating a career, follow the direction of those in authority, keep doing you, it's working. God bless you and yours, Jim Harbaugh, phone number, email address. You know, one side's advice, one side's his rules to live by. I mean, you want me to read you a few of the rules?
Oh, yeah, give us some of the rules. I got to know some of the rules of to live by. I mean, this guy's a very – he just won a national championship. This might be helpful.
Yeah, well, I'm going to use all of these on my podcast next week, but I'll give you a little sampling And if you want the rest, you can tune into the Adam Schefter podcast next week. But the first few are: choose a great role model, watch them, emulate them, then make them proud. A smile being pleasant is a small price to pay for the goodwill and affection of others. Discipline yourself daily to be physically fit for life. Great effort, great results. Stop trying to win all your fights in the first round. What we do in life echoes in eternity.
And Adam, not quite as good as Aaron Rodgers running for vice president, I'm going to say.
Chewy's disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, you were this close to having to become a political reporter now.
Yeah.
Dodge that one.
I once tried to do that too, and I got rejected from that too, being forced to stick it in. But you're getting go
another smart move. Another smart move.
Chewy, boy, was I stupid. There were things that I actually wanted to do in my life. I had no idea how young, naive, and stupid I was.
We were all there.
Shefty, we always appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
All right, see you, Adam.
Adam Schefter joins us each and every Wednesday, brought to you by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It includes two championship golf courses. And look, these championship golf courses are fantastic. I love going up there. Do it once a year. Play those golf courses. Stay-and-play packages are available right now, so book early to guarantee choice dates. For complete information, visit islandresortgolf.com today.